The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus departed from there and came to his native place, accompanied by his disciples. The Sabbath came, he began to teach at the synagogue. Many who heard him were astonished. They said, "Where did this man get all this? What kind of wisdom has been given him? What mighty deeds are wrought by his hands? Is he not the carpenter, the son of Mary, and the brother of James and Joseph and Judas and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at him. Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor except in his native place, among his own kin, and in his own house. He was not able to perform any mighty deed there, apart from curing a few sick people by laying his hands on them. He was amazed at their lack of faith." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Did you have a good 4th of July?
Yes.
Is it hot enough for you?
Yes.
You know, last night I had a mass at 7 p.m. in Bakersfield. You know where that is, right? And when I got there at 6:30, it was 116 degrees. So when I came back and it was like Santa Clarita, it was 90 degrees. I was never more happy to see 90 degrees in my life. So I love L.A., right? You know, 4th of July is one of my favorite holidays. And I have to admit, when I found out that 4th of July is such a big deal in South Pasadena, I was a bit unexcited because my parents live in Harbor City, where the high on the 4th of July was 72 degrees, right? So every year I invite my priest buddies over. They love coming to my parents' house for many reasons. They love my family, but they also love the weather there, right? But I said, okay, I'm going to do the South Pasadena 4th of July. And let me tell you, I had a blast. I got to the pancake breakfast about 7:30, and you know, I'd say about 30 to 40% of the people there were Holy Family parishioners, right? So I felt right at home, and I stayed to about 10 o'clock, and then I walked to the parade route. And it was really, really cool to see so many parishioners out, not only walking, but we had a lot of parishioners, you know, sitting on the parade route. You know, I felt like the Rose Parade float. You know, I was waving to everybody, you know, saying, "I hope I see you at Mass," you know, doing that. It was a lot of fun, but it was hot. And I don't know if you noticed, but I wear black a lot, right? So I walked back with Father Gerald, our new associate, and I went to just lay down. Next thing I knew, it was 2 hours later, right? And I had told my dad I was going to be home by 3 o'clock. I woke up at 3 o'clock, right? So I took a quick shower, got on the road, hardly any traffic, opened the door. My nieces and nephews were there already, and they could tell everyone was having a good time. And I hugged my mom, and then I went to hug my dad, and he said, "Where have you been?" I said, I took a nap. He goes, "I forgot the hamburger buns. Do not tell your mother." So he gave me money, and I stuck out the back. But, you know, I laugh at that because a couple hours earlier, I was, you know, feeling like the king of the world, waving to everybody at the parade. I get home at the Viveros house at Arbor City. They could care less that I'm a priest. And that's the way it should be, though, right? They're my family. I just want to be their brother. I want to be the son. I don't want to be Father Ricky to them. But, you know, our gospel is also teaching us something very, very important this morning, as it always does. Our Lord is telling us that sometimes, though, we get so comfortable with one another that we fail to see growth in each other. And what is our Lord telling us to do today? He's telling us to open our eyes, to look at the people in our lives that we see on a daily basis, and to love them even more, and to see the good that they do and the growth that has happened. I'm so blessed with my family. I couldn't have asked for a more supportive family. And I thank God my parents treat me just like a normal guy. But, you know, some priests, you go to their mom and dad's house, there's like a shrine to them, right? There's not one picture of me. It's all the grandkids, as it should be. And I'm glad it's like that. But our gospel's telling us today, how are we loving those who we are closest to? And are we able to see them for who they truly are? So Jesus is telling us today to celebrate the people in our life and to acknowledge the growth that has taken place and the successes of those family members and friends. You know, sometimes when somebody's made a mistake, we hold it against them forever, don't we? And instead of letting that go and seeing that the good that they're doing now, we're a little bit suspicious of them. And that's the normal human reaction. But Jesus faced that in the gospel today. They wouldn't accept him. So the question is, are you accepting of those in your life that you call family? And it's tough at times. Our gospel is also telling us to be open to the unexpected in life. I thought I was going to hate that 4th of July parade, let me tell you. But God proved me wrong, as he does multiple times throughout the day. So we have to be open to the unexpected blessings of those around us and to be open to the surprises within our own families, within our own workplaces. We can't put people in a box and put them there forever and not acknowledge them for who they are now. And today, our gospel is also a reminder that not everybody's going to like you in life. And that's hard to hear, isn't it? Because let's be honest. You know, I could get 99 people after Mass warmly greet me, and then I get that one complainer. Who do I dwell on the day? One complainer. Nobody complains at the 11:15 Mass, though, I heard, all right? So we do face rejection at times. Sometimes we are misunderstood. So I just want to remind you today that God sees the good in you. He loves you for who you are. Despite your shortcomings, despite your weaknesses, God loves you. And that's all we need to know at the end of the day. But yet we spend so much energy worried about what others are thinking about us. At the end of the day, if we're living the gospel, and we've lived a good life, the love of God is which conquers all. So, my dear friends, this gospel tells us that even Jesus faced rejection and people that didn't like him. So how are we treating those in our own life that we are closest to? Who is that one family member or coworker that you see all the time and you see them and automatically, you internally, you think, oh, no, not them. We're all guilty of it. So what I want us to do right now is to think of one person that you need to love more. It could be a family member. It could be a parishioner, whoever it is. And let's pause right now to pray for that one person. And let's strive to see the good in them right now. And to bring that to Jesus, and remember, we are called to love one another, to not reject, but to love as Christ taught us. So who is Jesus asking you to love more? And let's pray for that person now, and let's try to see the good in them beginning today.